What's up? It is Weekend Weaves, episode 59, January 26, 2024. I'm Alonzo here with my co-host, Jason. How you doing?
Doing great.
Okay. I'm doing great, too. I just want to preface this. I didn't know that this specific
big thing.
Clip. Yeah, I didn't know this clip and fight would cause so much debate over so many different platforms, because there's also people debating on YouTube.
Oh, really?
TikTok, not so much, but YouTube and Instagram, people were pretty vocal about. I didn't know there would be so many interpretations of this fight.
Of what happened? Yeah.
And Haruda's technique. But I think it's because, like, they're both characters that people don't really talk about, especially Haruda. So probably no content creators probably made any videos about this fight or Haruda. So not many people really understand his ability. So I just wanted to preface what Jason's going to talk about before this, because this is also weeks ago and most people probably don't think about Haruda versus Nobara, but you have the floor.
Okay. Let me finish, you know, chewing my food before I say my piece. So, all I have to say is, mainly on Instagram, I didn't know on YouTube people were, like, saying stuff about it. Well, on Instagram, people were like, bruh. Well, first off, one guy was like, Haruda special grade. All right, come on now. What are we talking about? I think he was trolling. He had to be. I hope so. I hope he was joking. I hope he wasn't serious. He's not special grade. I don't know where you got that from, but I don't know what shows you he's special grade. Like,
there's nothing
about
him.
Do you know anything? What shows that he would be a special grade, considered special grade?
Me? You're asking me?
Nothing. Yeah, I'm asking you.
I would say he's maybe grade 3. Maybe. I'd say grade 4 or 3 at best.
Okay, so that's
in my opinion.
Like, bottom tier. Like, literally the bottom of the barrel, right?
Yes.
In your opinion. Okay.
In my opinion.
I agree. I think he's, like, grade 4 or 3. And even if people are saying, oh, but his curse technique is OP. His curse technique really isn't OP. It just gives him 7 lives. That's all it does. It doesn't, like, make him stronger. It doesn't make him any better in combat. It doesn't do anything but allow him to keep living through potentially dying. Other people were saying his curse technique is luck, and comparing it to what's her name from
Domino?
Yeah, Domino from Marvel. Like, no, that's not his power. His power is not luck.
No.
They just said his luck ran out. I think that's what people are getting confused by, because it was like when he, it's like later on after he died to Sukuna, like, cut his head off. The narrator explains his curse technique, his miracles, when he sees things like 444 on a clock or 1111 or like a shooting star or four leaf clover or something like that. That's what I would consider a miracle, right? Because those things are rare. You don't see those things a lot. Even though the clock thing is like, that can happen every hour of the day, pretty much. Well, not every hour of the day, but like 1111, 444, 555.
Right.
Almost every hour of the day it could happen, low key. So that's kind of crazy that he can just stare at a clock at certain times and get a store of extra lives. But he doesn't know that. I mean, that would make his power a little bit more beneficial. But aside from that, that's all his power does. It just allows him to not die when he's about to die. It doesn't do anything else. And if people say it does do anything else, there's no evidence showing it does anything else. All the times we've seen it activate is only at near death. And then, this is before we even read the manga. So, I was going based strictly off of what was in the anime when she got bodied. And then someone was like, his curse technique helped. And I was like, no, it wasn't. I looked back. And in the anime, when he deflected her needles onto the ceiling, this is another thing why he's not special grade or even strong. Name one other person you know out of all the sorcerers that we have seen fight that are like decently strong would die or be considered near death from rubble of a ceiling falling on them.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what you said. And that's what I'm thinking too. None of the people we know would die from a ceiling, not even like a whole ceiling. It's literally just a piece of a ceiling falling on them. From what we know, we've never seen that. Everybody is pretty durable. They go through buildings. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. I don't know.
Like, so let me flesh this out. Like, that is how weak he is, like, physically.
Right.
Like, how many characters in the show would die from a department store ceiling rubble falling on them? I just want you to put that in perspective.
Yeah, into perspective. So that's from the anime. In the manga, that didn't even happen. She just showed up and got clapped. Like, she literally ran in and got bodied instantly. So this, I don't know, like, which is, it's also kind of crazy because then she goes on to go toe-to-toe with Mahito's, like, clone, which is, like, where does this huge gap of skill and awareness and talent just happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you get outclassed by a complete bum? I'm going to keep calling him a bum. And I don't care if anybody wants to be like, oh, you're discredited. I'm not, bro. His power is not good. I mean, it's good if you're a strong person. Like, for instance, if Toji had this power, that would be crazy. But a weak dude like this who can die from rubble landing on his body, this power means nothing. Like, it does nothing. If you can kill him that easily, if he comes into contact with any decently strong sorcerer, they can kill him 7 times, no problem. Like, I guarantee if Megumi and Yuji showed up, Yuji doesn't kill people, but Megumi easily would have killed him 7 times. And would have figured out that the reason he's not dying is due to his, like, Megumi's really good at figuring out curse techniques on, like, pretty fast. He can, which we've seen when he fought, what's her name? He figured out her curse technique pretty relatively quickly. And then he fought a bunch of other people. Usually people explain them because they give him a boost. Doesn't it give it a boost if you explain your curse technique to someone? But Megumi's pretty good at figuring out what's going on. So after the first time he would have felt like he dealt the killing blow, I think his awareness would have recognized, oh, his eyes, under his eyes, the marks are disappearing. And he probably would have put 2 and 2 together, right? Yuji, on the other hand, he doesn't kill anybody. So I don't even think his curse technique would activate at all fighting Yuji, because Yuji wouldn't be trying to kill him per se. You know what I mean?
But here's
Yuji would be able to subdue him.
Here's the thing about Haruza, though, is that he's so weak that if Yuji punched him full force, he would probably die.
Yeah, he probably would probably die. But Yuji's pretty good at, like, pulling his punches, though.
Yeah, but Haruda's so weak that I don't know if that would even matter. You know, like he died from Nanami punching him 1 time.
Yeah. He died, what, 6 times?
He died. He died. Well, just in that Nanami exchange, he probably died, like, 4 times or something.
Yeah. And he has 6, because then didn't he get hit by, no, I don't think he did get hit by, Mahiraga.
I think he might have got hit once.
I think Mahiraga showed up and then Sukuna came, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he got hit once or not. He may have been hit once. I don't remember.
Okay. So, yeah. Pretty much, just to summarize this, Noah Bar is trash. Her curse technique is pretty good, but her awareness is doo-doo. And she got bodied by a bum. She did put in work against Mahito. I give her that credit on that, even though it wasn't really Mahito. It was his clone. And then I also give her credit at the end of season 1 when she fought the curse wounds with Yuji. Even though she would have died if Yuji wasn't there, because Yuji literally had to pick her up and run away. But she did utilize her curse technique pretty well on one of the brothers. So I still stand on what I said. Somebody said she's a glass cannon. I agree with that statement. Like, she's pretty powerful in the sense of her curse technique. If she can, you know, get her nails on you and use her doll and stuff, like, that's really good. But she's just too easily beaten. Like, she can lose so fast off of the dumbest and smallest things.
She has no defense
whatsoever.
No health bar, And Haruda has 7 health bars.
Health bars, yeah.
But the thing is,
his health is low. But his health is low.
Yeah, but his health is super low.
Yeah.
Like, for people who still, I just want to explain the curse technique in, like, totality for people who still don't understand his technique. So, like, think of it like you're playing a video game, right? Your health bar, you only have 10 HP. That's your max health. But you have 7 lives. That's Haruda. Like, having 10 HP but 7 lives isn't really that. It isn't OP. Because if you get one tapped, you can get one tapped 7 times. You know, like, you would much rather have a bigger health bar and have a chance of surviving longer than just to repeatedly die over and over again because you literally can just get tapped and die. Like, that's his ability. And one guy on YouTube that I like, I had a little exchange too that I like talking to, because he had this theory that when people were saying, like, his luck may affect his attacks, even though there's no solid proof, he was just a theory. It was like, because Nobara said at this part, like, it seems like his hits are hitting with, like, perfect precision. Like, every hit is,
like,
hitting,
critical hits.
Yeah, at the exact spot that it would. And
but that could be the curse tool, though.
Right, that's true. And I was saying, I like that theory. Like, that's a good theory, even there's no proof saying that. But I was saying that there's 2 ways you can interpret her saying that. Like, you can interpret it as he has luck in his attacks, or you can interpret it as Nobara most likely was underestimating him and thought he was weaker because he is weak. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, I'm getting bodied. It seems like everything's hitting perfectly. And someone who's losing to someone who they thought was weaker, what's their first reaction when they're losing? They're like, something must be up. Like, they're either cheating or they're just having an unlucky day, you know? So that's how I interpreted it. I was like, she must just think he's having a really lucky day because she should not be losing like this. So I thought that was interesting. There's a lot of ways to interpret this fight.
That's all I got, man.
Yeah. That's all I got, too. I'm pretty sure.
She got rocked like prime Mike Tyson, bro. Fucking Haruda is prime Mike Tyson, bro. Like, what the heck?
Oh, yeah. And there's one. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. One last thing. For curse techniques, a lot of curse techniques in the show have, like, upper and, like, lower limits. Mm-hmm. So, like, with Haruda, I feel like his lower limit for dying is probably really low. And, like, the upper limit probably isn't that far from it. So, like, that's probably why when he... Like, there's only so much damage he can take, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if Gojo hollow purples him, I think he's
gonna
just
survive.
Dead.
Oh, you think he just dies?
Yeah, I don't think he survives. Like, I think he's just dead. Like, I think
you think
take...
it's like that one guy who, like, small attacks do more damage, but big attacks do little damage, and he was, like, the upper limit. Like, if you exceed it, I'll just die.
Right. Like, okay. I think it's like that. It's like, that's why I think he died to Sukuna's, like, cleave. Yeah. Because I think
they said he had
much.
No more. He had no more anyway. He didn't have any more. The narrator, it was like, I don't know what chapter it is. It was like his luck has ran out. That's why I think people think it's luck, because they said his luck has ran out. His luck ran out against Nanami.
Right.
When he fought Nanami in.
But let me.
They said he would have survived. He would have survived that from Sukuna if he didn't use all his miracles.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll find it really quick. Because I feel like he had stalks on his face when he was in that area.
With Megumi?
Yeah, I feel like he did. I'm sure I could find it quick.
Yeah, you're almost there because it's showing the little flashbacks.
Was this Yuji Mahito? Okay, here it is. Let's see.
Right, it also explains his power on this page, too.
Those look kind of exhausted. I can't tell. They're kind of blank.
Yeah, both of them. Both sides are blank.
Okay. So how they look when they're blank?
And then this is where they explain it, right here.
Oh, right here?
Yeah. Little Everyday Miracles are erased from Shigemo's memory and stored. These stories and miracles are released when Shigemo's life is in danger. Once again, I live. So this is kind of open-ended because his life can be in danger all the time, right? Theoretically, right. Like when he starts to fight, you can say his life is in danger as soon as the battle begins. But I take it as, because the only time we see it activate is when he gets critically hit to the point of death.
Right.
And then his luck had ran out in his fight against Kento Nanami.
Okay.
So all his stocks were used against Nanami, and that's why he died. So okay. Everyone's saying, oh, he has luck, so when he fights, no, bruh. That's not it, bruh. Just read. Read and pay attention. Listen. Because I'm going in right now, because you got dudes in the con. It's always dudes that think they know everything. Like, bro, you don't know everything, bro. Like, you don't know everything. I don't know everything. You feel me? I go back, I read, I go back and I watch. But our impressions are from, like, first impressions, whenever we come back and talk about stuff, right? And then somebody might comment or somebody might say something, and then I'll go back and look at it again. But I'm going to be honest, bro. First impressions? She got bodied. Simple. She got bodied by a bum. That's what the first impression was.
That's just the truth.
Right.
I feel like some people are just like caping for her, and I don't know why.
I don't know why. Like, it's Noah Barrow. Like, who cares? What has she done in the show? Like, bro. Oh my God, bro. I'm tripping? Like, is this your favorite character? That must be their favorite character. No, it has to be your favorite character. Like, and she's gone. Goodbye. In a comatose state. Probably never coming back. She might come back, because who knows? She might come back and use her curse technique to subdue Sukuna on some ass pool type shit. You know what I'm saying? But right now, she's gone. She's out the show. No one cares. She died. She lost to a bum. Simple.
From what I've heard, I don't think she's come back.
I don't think she's come back either. I'm not gonna rule it out that she can't come back though.
Yeah,
but
who knows? But yeah, that's it for that. Wait, I just closed the wrong one. All right, is that your dog, Maharaga the Apostopha? Big Raga the Apostopha. Okay,
so we gonna do the 10 chapters.
Yeah, or the 18. You read the 175, right?
What did I text you? 175?
Yeah.
I got to 175. I didn't read it, though.
Ah, shoot.
You read 175?
Yeah, that's a good chapter.
What did I text you? 175.
As you did.
I mean, we got to cover everything else anyway. Unless you want to just skip to 175.
You mean talk about 175 next week, along with everything else?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Yeah, 175 was a good chapter because you saw Yuta, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's fighting the cockroach.
Yeah, you just didn't see the end of it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all good.
What was his stipulation to occur? They said he doesn't show up until a certain requirement is met. What was it? Did they say
the cockroach? He wasn't showing up until, I don't know his name, but the guy, the meditating guy, died. He wasn't going to show up until he's gone because it's Shikigami or something. Okay. Like, he was afraid of the meditating guy. But yeah. How'd you feel about the underground Fight Club?
Fight Club?
Mini arc.
I guess it's pretty cool. Hikari's kind of, I don't know. He's like, reasoning is that he wants to create a Fight Club and change the way Jujutsu sorcery is looked at, because the higher ups only like traditional, like, curse techniques and energy and stuff like that. So, since his curse technique is, like, not a traditional kind of technique, they view it as bad, and he wants to change that. Which I guess is a good reason, but I don't know. I feel like the higher ups have so much control. I mean, they are the higher ups, you know, but
it seems like, I want to know who the, oh, sorry.
We don't know who they are exactly. We just see them, you know, behind those curtains in that room all talking.
Yeah.
But it seems like I don't know why. It feels like they can't live normal lives, even though I feel like they can. Like, Nanami literally left and just became a stockbroker.
Right.
So I don't know why it's so much emphasis on changing Jujutsu society if you can just live a regular life if you want to.
Right. You can live a regular life. I think it just can't involve Jujutsu sorcery.
You think they keep tabs on that? Like, oh, this guy's using cursed energy.
I think they have to. It's to some extent.
To a certain extent. But I'm saying, like, you're doing small stuff. But if that's the case, how is the Fight Club not known yet then? Like, is that underground? They said it's people, it's sorcerers that come here and fight, and regular people come and watch. And they're like, right. Isn't this in direct violation of Section 8? Like, where you must hide sorcerers? I mean, now it doesn't matter because, you know, after Shibuya, they just disclose it to all. Everybody, like, Earth energy is a thing. But prior to that, this has been going on for however long, so they must not really be caring like that.
I don't know if it's that they didn't care or if they didn't know. I think it was just that they didn't know about it.
You really believe they didn't know, bruh?
I mean, I believe it.
But that's what I'm... Okay, if that's the case, then that's what I'm saying. Like, then it's like, why does it matter?
But he wants... Okay, but here's what he wants, right? So, he has an underground fight club. He wants it to be an official fight club.
Yeah, because gambling is his fever.
Yeah.
That's his thrill. He says, so, like, life is a gamble.
Right now, it's underground. It's illegal. He wants it to be legal and open.
Right.
So he wants it to be accepted. So he needs their acceptance. Approval. Although Jujutsu sorcery is now exposed, I guess, and it's kind of like a lawless time.
It would be
general.
No different than like UFC or like the UFC boxing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know. But I mean, he has the backing of Megumi now, or he's trying to get the backing of Megumi. That's why he's trying to be nice to him.
That was funny though, because. And it said right next to it, like, Maki killed the clan, like, the next day.
Yeah, the next day. So, yeah.
That was still funny. But, yeah, I like Kakari. I think he's interesting so far.
We still don't know what his curse technique is, right?
Yeah.
His punches just hit hard. He was like, his punches hit hard, no matter how, like, soft he throws them. They said it was like a serrated bat.
Yeah. So, we just know he's strong and... Gojo and Yuta recognize him as strong, so
yeah,
he's kind of got the seal of approval. He's probably going to be top tier to some extent.
Oh yeah, and I did a little bit of research. I got, you know, I keep saying research. I just went and read. I think that's some videos. I guess it is research.
That's research.
But Maki, I underestimated Maki and Toji's strength. Mainly Maki.
Like, even more so than last episode?
Yeah. I wasn't underestimating her last episode. Was I? I said she was strong, but I didn't think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I... Like, after that, we came in and kind of cleared her up, and then I put her... We both her on the list.
I think she's even higher than... Where you have her. I think she's top five.
Really?
Yeah, based on what
I... Where is she in top five?
Who's your top five?
Sukuna,
Geto.
I could pull up whoever. Sukuna, Gojo, Yuta, Toji, Kenjaku.
Right, if she's on Toji, if Toji there, then she has to be there.
You think they're 1-1?
I think so, yeah.
Hmm. I don't know.
In terms of physical strength, like, just raw power.
Okay. So you're saying that
the brains might
definitely
be
different brains. But you think she's as strong as Toji?
Yes. I think she's as strong as Toji. If they were saying that Toji on a whim could have just destroyed the whole Zenin clan, and she on a whim just destroyed... That's what I'm going off of. That's 1-1.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's safe to assume that she's as strong as him. But I don't think... I think my...
Ranking still stands.
Yeah, I think my ranking is still that she's under him and a few other people, maybe just based off of brain and strategy then. But I guess we'll see. I don't know. This she kind of might be in the Cullen game.
It's not a huge spoiler, but I mean, this is not. This is just like based on her. Since she has zero cursed energy, I don't know if they said this already, but like if somebody uses a domain on her, it has no effect.
I read that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then also they said if she enters like the Cullen games, it doesn't matter. Like she can go in and out whenever she wants because she's considered like a building because she has no cursed energy. So she's like just an object that exists. Also, she ate a punch from Sukuna. And Sukuna was like, oh, you're pretty durable. And she didn't, like, get knocked out or anything.
Talking about in the future?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right. This is, like, kind of, it's kind of crazy. I'm like, I don't know about this. I'm not the writer, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like not having cursed energy.
Some things, maybe.
Not having cursed energy shouldn't be this big of a buff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess it is a heavily packed or whatever, but I'm feeling like this is like breaking the understanding of the show almost.
I mean, the show is all about like vows and giving and taking.
Right. But, like, do you feel like someone with immense cursed energy should be able to just be bodied by someone who has no cursed energy? Because since they have no cursed energy, certain things can affect them.
Do I think they should? I mean, I don't have an issue with it. It's very rare. It's only
no,
two
it
people.
Is super rare. It's not, like, very... Also, they said she had, like, the cursed energy of a civilian before her sister died. So that's why... I mean, we kind of talked about this, too. Why her Heavenly Pack got even more boosted after her sister died. But I still don't think that should be the case. I think it should have been like she got her sister's cursed energy. Not it just all disappeared and then she got a bigger boost. Because.
Yeah, I still don't really understand
that. Because I feel like if that's the case, why can't you just take. I feel like there's people in the world who have no cursed energy outside of sorcerers that probably should be extremely durable. And crazy strong.
See, my interpretation was that she had less than the average civilian.
Yeah, but pretty much that or the same.
Less than the average civilian, but more than Toji. Because Toji had zero.
Yeah, Toji had absolute zero, yeah. But after her sister died, she has absolute zero now, too. I believe.
So maybe you could see it as like... Hmm. Like her sister's presence. Her sister also had very small amount of curse energy.
Yeah, she had small curse energy too.
I don't know. I don't get it. That's gonna be one of those things. I just like, I don't know. A lot of things in this story are up to interpretation. But yeah, how do you feel about Yuji still saying he's just a cog?
A cog. I mean, he said the same thing to Mihito.
Yeah, but do you think this is kind of on par with Thorfinn getting punched in the face the whole episode?
Yeah, it is. It kind of is.
Look at that callback.
Yeah, it is a lot like Thorfinn. That's literally what I was thinking about when I was reading it. I'm like, all
right. Bro, I just thought about that like right now.
You about to do this again? You just going to eat punches? I mean, it wasn't like 100 punches, though. It was only like 4 or 5. But
like when you put it in perspective, he has cursed energy. It's probably equivalent.
Yeah, it probably felt crazy. But Yuji took off his cursed energy to protect his body, so he was just accepting it like the full blow, right?
Maybe, probably. Doesn't sound wrong.
I mean, I guess that proved that he was strong or whatever to Takari, and he was like, "All right, I'll listen."
I feel like the whole time Hikari didn't really care what Yuji was saying. Like the ultimately I feel like it was Karara that was like
stop.
Yeah, and he was like, okay. Like like I feel like that was it. Like it had nothing to do with Yuji taking his punches really. He just took them just to take them.
He did mention something about it though.
What?
He was like keep scrolling. He said this punk's not even he doesn't even intend to dodge. Cool. I'll listen to your see. As long as you remain standing.
Well, I feel like Yuji said, like, I'm just a cog. I just want you because I heard you're strong. And then he was like
you have that's fever. Boring. Or something, yeah.
Hikari just said, this is fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, well, you asked him what's his function. I guess that made him think a little bit, but that's about it.
What does that say? Never lies and the fever is true. The fever thing is just like, bro, you're just a gambling addict.
Yeah, he is. He's just the fever.
Bro feels a rush. That's really all it is. He just wants to feel a rush.
Big gambler. So yeah. Besides that, he agrees because of Megumi. Well, not because of Megumi, but that was a big reason. And then he's gonna look for Kashimo. Blah blah blah. They add a rule, blah blah blah. You can look at players' points and whatnot. Yeah. What'd you feel about Yuji already being a player?
I mean, he did consume he did that on his free will, though. They were talking about that. I think it's because that's his Kenjaku's his dad, so I don't know. Kenjaku can do things that we don't know about yet, so or his mom. I don't know. Kenjaku's his mom.
Like, it's weird because, like, Sukuna's already a player, but Yuji ate the fingers by his own will, and he's the Sukuna's vessel. And right. You can assume that Kenjaku made Yuji to be the vessel on purpose. Oh, but
they were saying he had a deal in place with Sukuna, maybe? Right? Prior to
his death? Possibly, but like...
That was one thing they were saying.
But like, how would he know that it would happen? Because Yuji ate the fingers on purpose. I mean,
Kenjaku is a man of many, many, they'll probably explain it, bro, but I wouldn't put anything game plan past him, bro. I'm going to be honest. Because he had it all planned out when he was talking. Remember Tengen was talking to him, explaining, like, the plan and how Kenjaku did all these things purposefully so certain things would fall into place. Like, he didn't kill or try to kill Gojo. He sealed him away because if he's sealed, nobody else can be born with the six eyes. And then also, since Megumi was around with the 10 shadows, like a bunch of other stuff had to fall into place at certain moments. And it finally all lined up. And this is when he decided to take action.
Do you think that Kenjaku put the fingers at Yuji school on purpose?
On purpose? Possibly. That's
what seems like to me. But
yeah, because it was just sitting in that little like mailbox.
Yeah, and he also put fingers. We know he planted fingers in other places, like with Junpei's mom and stuff. But what's interesting to me is that Megumi was the one who went to the school that day,
right? To look that for was the his fingers. Assignment. That was his assignment,
right?
But he wasn't. He didn't know it was going to be a finger, though. They give him the mission or whatever, and they give him a grade. I don't think they thought it was going to be grade one or special, you know, special grade. It just so happened they showed up and it was a finger and it was special grade, because it was just that little, like, wasn't it like a giant centipede kind of monster thing they were fighting at first?
Yeah,
and then a finger came out and then Yuji just ate it.
Because which, he's trying to honestly, save his classmates.
Yeah, trying to save his classmates, yeah. And they show back up.
Yeah, mind. Later on, they do.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just think that's interesting.
And Kenjaku purposely told the girl, just look out for my son or something like that.
Well, he said thank you for,
being
nice to my son.
And the only person she could think of was Yuji.
Yeah. So, good callback. We know they're still alive, even though I wasn't thinking about them at all. I forgot they existed.
They existed, yeah. I mean, it's cool that everybody was able to leave, though.
Yeah.
Except those people the one kid. The one kid stayed in, who was, like, bullying people.
The flight guy?
Yeah.
The flight? Not flight.
He was bullying. He, well, said he wasn't bullying.
He was kind of being neutral.
He was like, let me not say anything. I mean, he wasn't doing it, but he was like a crony. He was there, kind of like, let me not say anything because they might get on me.
Yeah, he was being neutral.
That's not neutral, bro.
What do you mean? Like, was not doing anything is the
same as doing something, bro.
I don't know.
You don't agree?
I mean, he's not a hero.
Okay, you don't got to be.
He's
a
civilian. He's not a hero.
All right, bro. He can be like, hey, cut that out.
That's gonna be like, no, he's gonna kick my butt. Like, he just mind his business. Yeah. He could have told the teacher or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was just sitting there, though. He could have left or something. Told the teacher.
Yeah. I don't know. Most people are like that, though.
Yeah, and then Yuju's like, you want some too? He's like, ah, no, I'm good.
He's like, what are you? You're the Tiger of West High or something.
Yeah, and he's like, I didn't come up with that name. Because he was crazy. Remember, he broke all those records?
Yeah.
The shot put, the discus, freaking track record, everything, long, all that. So, but this is another thing. So is Toji, how is Yuji as strong as Maki? No.
Like, physically capable? I don't think
they,
so.
They always talk about, I mean, this is prior to Maki being boosted. They're like, Yuji is basically as strong as Maki, like physical strength. And whenever anybody sees him, he's like, oh, you're like Maki. Like, Yuta said it. Oh, you're like Maki. And then
they do compare them a lot.
And then they also say Yuji's as strong as Toto without curse energy. This was a while back.
I don't know.
Does Toto even show back up? Is he just completely out of commission?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't heard anything about Toto. I think about him a lot when I read this Culling Games art. I'm like, where's Toto?
I mean, he doesn't have Boogie Woogie anymore, so.
Yeah. I mean, he still has curse energy.
Yeah. No curse technique, though.
I guess we'll see. I don't know. But I don't think he's as strong as current Maki, but he was probably as strong as
prior. Rebuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's still stronger than most, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He's still able to throw cars. Yeah.
Yeah. he's like in the middle, I guess.
Yeah.
he's upper tier of strafe for sure. So what was their plan? Their plan was just to use points to free Megumi's sister.
Yeah.
Add a
or
point
make
transfer
it so that
rule.
She doesn't have to get killed because your point total has to change within 13 or 19 days, right? So your thing is like, even though she's gonna wake up, obviously, like she has someone inside of her, I think. I mean, we can assume. Pause. You know what I meant, bro. You know what I meant. Like, she's a vessel for some sorcerer. It's just taking a long time because she had the same logo on her forehead that showed up when Kenjaku did his thing and transfigured the whole, you know, the whole world. So, but they're just gonna, you know, give her points so that way she doesn't have to get killed. The judge dude, I like him. He was a public defender.
I was about to ask lawyer. How you feel about Higurama.
He's pretty cool. I thought he was really cool. His curse technique is kind of OP. He lied though, because he said that he doesn't have the evidence that's inside the folder. He doesn't have any knowledge. But then at the end, it was like, I have the knowledge, even if I don't open it.
Right.
But it's not me. I don't decide. The judge decides. Which is, like, pretty cool. Because, like, it's kind of funny. Because the judge really doesn't decide your sentencing in real life. It's the jury, and they just get the verdict. And the judge just reads off the verdict. But the judge can decide, like, the extent of punishment, per se. Like, how extreme or not extreme. But they don't judge if you're guilty or not guilty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
They're no like jury the referee.
Yeah. It's like the jury and the judge put together.
Yeah, put together, yeah. And then it was like, it can confiscate your cursed energy. So I'm thinking, like, let's say theoretically, but I'm pretty sure somebody super strong could probably just break out of his domain. We also got a little bit of backstory on domains themselves. Like, they weren't always kill techniques. They even showed they used to use it for sumo wrestling. Like, once you step out of this dome or this circle, you lose. And that's just it. So it's kind of crazy how it went from, like, so innocent to so extreme. Like, how did it go from this to going to like insta-kill, you know, weapons with guaranteed hits. You know what
people
I mean?
People started getting better over time, I guess.
So he's pretty cool. His backstory is pretty cool. He tried to save that kid. He had a different, I didn't think he was going to actually like be disgusted by the people he was talking about, but he ended up saying like, they all just disgust me. And I thought maybe I could just, you know, help him. I was like, oh, so you just, I thought he was actually trying to be a good guy, but
I think he was at first, but I think he just got bogged down by all the work he was doing and like just seeing the system fail and fail.
Yeah, but
again.
He also said all the people he was working to try to save were like really just disgusting people anyway.
Probably.
You think that was just, you think that was just because he was like tired of losing?
Yeah, I think he just got like, we just saw like a guy go from, you know, like someone gets into a profession and they're like super into it and they love it, and then they actually get into it and they just get tired and bogged down by it. Like, I think he just, he saw the good in people, and then by the end, like that last trial when he killed the prosecutor and the judge, I think judge, he was just like done with like people in general at that point.
Okay.
That's how I interpreted it.
Okay. Yeah, I can agree. I can agree. But he's pretty cool. He said he's going to turn himself into the officials, and they're going to, I mean, he's going to get a death sentence. He's going to die.
Yeah.
Because he killed two people. They said he must have killed like at least 20 people because he had so many points.
Yeah, I think he had like,
what, 203 or something like that?
Yeah, I think he had 100. So he's killed a lot of people. But I think they were attacking him.
Also, another thing, when they put him on trial and he was like, you're on trial for the massacre in Shibuya, you would right. think Yuji would finally understand, like, that wasn't you. Like, he was like, literally, you would have been, you would have been found not guilty because that wasn't you. Like, you had no control. You had no awareness of what was going on.
Right.
And he still, I don't know. I mean, that's just, I mean, some people are like that, you know.
He feels really, not their fault, he still feels guilty about it.
Yeah, he still feels guilty about it, even though it's like, right, you, it's nothing you could have done. Like, literally. If it wasn't you, it would have been somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Unless you let
maybe.
Them, well, unless Gojo let them, execute you, which, you know, outside looking in, if I was a Jujutsu sorcerer and I had no like relations to Yuji, I'm not gonna lie, bro, you gotta die. I'm sorry. Like,
you did, you think he should feel guilty?
No, he shouldn't feel guilty though, because it's not his fault. He shouldn't feel guilty, but you do need to be executed. Like, I agree. You both things can be true at the same time. You shouldn't feel guilty because it's not your fault. But with the circumstances and the fact that Sukuna can just take over your body, ideally we would want to be able to like exercise Sukuna outside of him and then kill Sukuna, right? That's the ideal world, but you can't do that. So you have to either kill Yuji, right? Or like trap him in something where he can't, you know, be free of movement. Cause theoretically a lot of stuff would have been, if they would have executed Yuji, a lot of the stuff wouldn't have happened. Kenjaku's plan still probably would have went through, like all the stuff from Kenjaku probably would have been going on. But I don't know. Actually, I don't know, because I don't know if Shibuya, no, yeah, Kenjaku's plan would have still went through. Because really, all Sukuna did was, like, hurt his plan. More so than anything.
Yeah, and Sukuna wasn't part of his plan.
Right, it wasn't. He was like, if we trap Gojo, we don't need Sukuna anymore. Because, and I just seen a video, I'm not gonna lie. The whole story could have been different if Mahito got to Yuji first. Yuji would have been dead. First and foremost. and Jogo wouldn't have gave him those other 15 fingers, which would allow Sukuna to take over.
Right.
And now we obviously know, like, leading forward, now Sukuna only needs X amount of fingers, and a bunch of other stuff happens. But if he didn't get those 15 fingers, like, half of this stuff wouldn't be happening right now.
Well, I think the culling game would still be happening.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The culling game would still be happening. But, you know, we know Sukuna pops back up and is causing mayhem right now. That wouldn't be happening.
True. I could play devil's advocate for Yuji's guilt. He's guilty of getting trashed by Chozo. Yeah, and that's and why you got knocked out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then
you were at fault of getting knocked out. So if you hadn't gotten knocked out, you wouldn't have ate 15 fingers.
Yeah. But even if Chozo didn't beat him up, I think Jogo, whoever would have found him, like, let's say Jogo found him not knocked out, Jogo can force him to eat. He would have been able to incapacitate him and make him eat those 15 fingers.
Yeah, probably. That's true. A little bit of a nasty scene, but yeah.
I still don't know why Jogo wanted Sukuna back so bad.
I think just because I think he just thought if Sukuna came back, then they automatically would get the world that they wanted.
But Sukuna's not a curse.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe he thought he would just be on the curse's side, but Sukuna's kind of neutral. He doesn't really care about curses.
Nah,
or humans.
I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah. he doesn't care about either. So I think Jogo is just like kind of unaware of that.
Hopeful thinking.
Yeah. So I don't know. I did have questions about these people, like the jet girl and the helicopter man.
Yeah.
Like, if you were in the Cullen game, like, what would you want your curse technique to be?
I'm not gonna lie. The comic dude, his power is really good. He just doesn't know what it is.
Right.
Because it's like whatever he finds truly funny becomes reality.
Yeah. He'll probably never know what his.
Yeah, I don't think he'll ever figure it out.
I think he's just a gag character.
Yeah. Because they said he can even stop Yoga or Gojo.
Yeah, he might. They said it could possibly
stop. Oh, I said possibly. I thought it said it could. I thought it said it could even stop Gojo.
I think it said it could possibly rival Gojo. Something like that.
Shit, we can go through it right now. Nothing really happened. He just showed up and beat those dudes up.
Yeah, it's not really necessary.
The girl tricked Megumi and sent him to the wrong place.
Do you think Megumi's a simp?
Nah, I mean, he didn't do anything he was about to kill the girl. And then his sister was like, don't do it.
Yeah, then he didn't do it.
I mean, that's his sister. That's big sis. Big sis.
So? He just had that because he was about to go unconscious. He was feeling loony, you know?
Oh, that's what that was? It wasn't real?
Well, no, it wasn't actually his sister.
It was just a premonition from the past. It was something that his sister would say, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't his sister. Because then the angel showed up.
I mean, what's her
up.
Power? She has like a scorpion tail on her hair?
Yeah. She's like Scorpion from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's it.
She's an idiot, though.
Yeah, she's a dummy.
Megumi's not a simp. He was like, oh, you're one of those. Words mean more than actions.
Yeah.
Which there are a lot of people like that, which make no sense. But because he literally was like, they just tried to kill you. They do not care. And she was like, I don't care. He said he'll be my knight. You're a fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
But, nah, I wouldn't say he's a simp. And plus, he was like trying his hardest to get the information without having to stay with her. He was like, can you just tell me where we're going? And she was like, no, because if I tell you, you leave. And then he was like, we should stop here. I will say he should have stopped there. If he wanted to go through that other place, he should have went through that other place, regardless of what she said, talking about a shortcut. Fuck all that. I'm about to go see what's up, and we can go where you're about to go, you know, after.
Who did you think was being tricked? Like, before the reveal, obviously.
Oh, before the reveal?
I thought it was Yuji.
You thought it was Yuji? I thought it was Megumi. I didn't think it was Yuji, because the guy, even though, like you said, he was kind of neutral, even though I didn't feel like he was neutral, I thought he was kind of tagging along with the bullying. I did feel like he felt kind of bad. But then he was also like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was like...
And you thought he was talking about he was sorry about tricking him into leading him here, or... I thought he was saying he was sorry about what happened in the past.
Okay. I thought he was saying, but I'm sorry.
It was left open-ended on purpose, I believe. Like, it was left like that to either make you think he's sorry about being bullied, like, bullying that kid, or sorry about leading him to a trick. I thought the girl was kind of, I'm like, bro.
I thought she was dumb, but, like, I thought she was, like, possibly could be, like, innocently dumb.
Right.
Like, there's a possibility.
But her reason for, she was like, I'm only in the culling games because I was already here. And I don't want to leave.
That was weird. I still don't get that.
And I'm like, you got the option. Because everybody was given the option who was already in the area.
Yeah. Like, she could have left.
Right, if she wanted to.
And she was a modern day person.
Yeah, she was a regular modern day person. And then was presented with the, you can leave or you can stay. And she decided to stay. That's what kind of was like, for me, was like, But the other guy's the same way, though. The kid?
Yeah. He's also from modern day. I don't know if he had a curse technique.
I don't think he has a curse technique at all. He was like, I'm just here to mark people.
Yeah. I knew those people were going to be scrubs, though.
Yeah, like, yeah.
If you're just waiting for new people to enter.
Yeah. 3 points.
You're probably trash. Yeah.
Spawn trapping.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't expecting them to get separated either, right in the beginning.
Oh, right in the beginning? That's because they didn't listen to the fucking rules. We don't need it. When he said that, I'm like, bro, I already had a feeling like there was going to be a twist to it.
Yeah, they should have listened to the rules. They thought they knew everything. And they also, another mistake Megumi made, he assumed that the modern day people would want to talk to him,
because it's modern day. But then he found out that the people from the past convinced the modern day people, like, nah, we should do things this way.
Yeah, it's not even, like, necessarily convincing. Like, Higurama, for example, he didn't get convinced. He just likes the culling game.
Yeah, because there's rules that have to be followed. There's no, you know, you can't manipulate, right? Like, the rules are the rules, and he's a law dude, and he's been doing law, and he's like, it's not fair, the system is not fair, but this system is fair, even though it's fucked up. It's fair, though. It's just, you know.
Yeah, that was another mistake. I wouldn't assume that modern day people would be cordial.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
If anything, I would think they might be more dangerous. Kind of like, you're from modern day, but like, you're still like, in
why
here.
Would you enter in the game if you're from modern day?
Yeah. Like, why do you want to be here? You gotta have something loose. And I thought it was funny that Yuji and Megumi were both famous in school for beating up people. Megumi was also famous for beating people.
Yeah, he was known for beating up people, yeah. When he showed back up, they were like, oh, I remember you. You were the teacher when he showed back up.
Did Higurama being a genius bother you at all? Because last episode you were saying you didn't like people who just seemed to be powerful.
Be powerful for no reason? Yeah. I mean, but they say he's not strong. It was just that his curse technique was...
No, they said he was grade one. They said he's comparable to grade one.
They did
say
he was grade one. He was grade one. But Yuji was like, his domain isn't... like, it can't kill me. I can't die from it. And then he also was like, I don't really have a good grasp. He was like, I don't have a good grasp of my curse energy right now.
I got a completely different interpretation. Like, I got, like, this guy's a genius. It's been, like, 12 days. He has a domain expansion. He has curse technique.
But it was not a simple domain. I hate that they have a thing called a simple domain. But he was like, my domain isn't, you know... His domain wasn't strong. It's just the stipulations and the rules of it are really good. You get what I'm saying? But, like, it's no direct impact hit or anything like that. Because you know how most domains, when they open up, it's like a direct guaranteed hit. His doesn't have a guaranteed hit, but they both can't hit each other. They both can't fight each other, and you have to go on trial, and you can win or lose. And the punishment is dished out by the judge. And depending on the severity of the crime, the punishment might be greater or lower, right? But he doesn't have control over what is, you know, what is done. It just so happens, like, if you're a terrible person and you get caught in this domain, oh, you're fucked. Like, unless you can lie your way out of this. Because it sees everything. You know what I'm saying? It sees everything. And the evidence, he was like, the evidence it gets isn't, like, direct guilty or not guilty. And you don't know what it is. So you can just, on the fly, you just have to make up something or tell the truth or decide what you want. And your punishment may not be that crazy. Or it could be crazy. Like, in the case of Yuji, he massacred a whole fucking town. So like, his punishment was confiscation and death. So he lost all his cursed energy and he's about to die.
Right.
But let's say you're just like some...
And that's a one-hit kill. If he hit him with the sword.
But that's because he's massacred people. But let's say you're not a person that massacres people. Like, you're just some regular kid. Like, you're a grade one, like, sorcerer too, right? And you haven't done anything bad in life. Like, you haven't, you know, killed anybody who wasn't bad or anything like that, right? In the terms of law, right?
Okay.
I go in there, and it's like, okay, on December 12th, you were caught jaywalking. Why were you jaywalking? And you can say, oh, I was stuck in the middle of the street, and then a car came and I had to cross, because if I didn't, I was going to get hit. And then it's like, I don't know. It might be something like, okay, so he ran for his safety. So you're not guilty. And then the thing ends. And now it's just a fair 1v1 again, unless he opens his domain again. But I'm not about to let you open your domain again now that I know what it is. I'm just about to clap you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it is strong, though. It is a strong domain, but it's not like... It's strong because the rules that are put in place, but it's not strong due to the cursed energy that he has.
Right. But, okay, yeah. And this is why my perspective, I think he's really powerful, is because his domain... It fits him so well because he's a lawyer and, like, he's already a grade one sorcerer. So it's not like he's weak per se.
Right.
But, like, he has a domain that he can level the playing field if he were to go against, someone much stronger than him.
But
he has a power that stops them from fighting.
But if someone opens a simple domain inside your thing, he's done.
Well, I guess we have to see if that can be done.
I mean, it can be. A simple domain can be open inside anybody's domain.
That's true.
It's exempt.
I guess we'll have to see. It usually doesn't have one.
Right.
So we have to see if that's going to be a thing.
About a simple domain.
Yeah. We'll have to see if that's a thing.
And I swear they said if you open a domain, your domain can be overtaken by the other person's domain.
That's true, too.
So, like, if he gets Sukuna, like, let's say Sukuna's just clapping that shit. Like, all right, malevolent shrine. Fuck this. Fuck what you talking about. No trial. Get diced up in the kitchen.
There has to be some. I feel like there has to be some kind of contingency. There has to be something. Because, okay, this simple domains, do they work against domains like this? Because we haven't seen a domain like this where there's not a surefire hit or anything. It has different rules and limits to it. So maybe simple domain wouldn't work. Possibly. Because, I mean, if simple domains do work in it, it's kind of just a useless domain.
I mean, it says, because simple domains erect a small barrier around the user to protect them from the effects of a domain expansion. His doesn't have an effect, right? That's what we were saying?
Yeah. Like, it doesn't have a surefire hit. So I don't know if a simple domain would.
I think that's all it does. I think simple domains only stop sheer fire hits.
Okay. So you still got to go on trial.
Yeah, I believe so. But I feel like the surefire hit is you being able to put me on trial. Like, is
that
not
the surefire hit?
I don't think that's a surefire hit. Scroll down. Let's read. We can read it. Oh, and this guy with the receipts. But also, simple domains don't work if it's not bounded. If it's not a bounded domain, right?
Wait, what?
Like, it's not an enclosed domain. I don't think simple domains matter because it's not enclosed.
Yeah. That was the case with Megami's domain.
Yeah. But you know, Sukuna's domain isn't enclosed either.
Right. So let me wait, what were we looking for? Like the simple domain, like the sumo wrestler?
Explanation, the sumo wrestlers and stuff, yeah. Right here. It was with Tangen.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so it's up here.
Alright, what does Tangen say? Used to be more common technique for sorcerers in the past. These days, deadly can't miss attack, but it wasn't always this way. They merely force targets inside to obey the curse technique rules. That was how most domains function. Okay, so he just has to obey the curse technique rules. And then constructing a domain that is meant to be lethal requires immense skill, so the number of users just decreased. But that's why I was saying, like, his isn't meant to be lethal. In a sense, it's just a judgment, but the judgment can be lethal, but it's not meant to be lethal. It can be lethal. That's why I was saying, like, he's not super duper. I mean, he's strong. He's great one, but he's not like super skilled. And he even mentioned, like, I'm still new to curse energy when he was hitting him with the gavel.
Yeah.
He was saying, like, I'm still new to curse energy, so I can't really do that much damage and it's not really hurting him that much. But I think you're right. I don't think a simple domain would do anything in here. I think once you get inside, you have to follow the curse technique rules. But they did say you can just overcome a domain. Because remember, Jogo was like, I'm not about to open my domain on you because you can just beat it.
Right.
To Gojo. Well, he tried to do it on Gojo. And then remember, Gojo was like, I'll explain to you how this works. And then Gojo opened up his domain inside of his and showed him.
He overtook it. And then Megumi opened up his domain and Dagon's domain, and it took away the Surefire hit.
The Surefire hit. But this is the thing, though. This is what, you know, this is what I was like, I guess because at this time, Maki does have cursed energy. She shouldn't have gotten hit by that attack shouldn't have affected her. Because if you have no cursed energy, the Surefire hit doesn't have an effect on you.
Maybe but it I wasn't guess a Surefire has, hit.
He was using his Surefire hit when they first got inside. It was like,
oh, remember? Wait. Remember, he was like, "I'm gonna use 0% on her. For Nanami."
Yeah. It was like, so 0% I think it was just
fast. Like she couldn't dodge it. I think.
Yeah.
But he didn't put any energy towards really hitting her.
Yeah, because it was like what 99 or it was like 60% on Old Man Zenin, and then like 70, and then 20, and or
on Nanami,
something crazy, and then 0% on. On the Maki, though.
Yeah, and that's also why he couldn't, well, even if Megami did close his domain, he wouldn't have been able to get a Surefire hit on Toji either.
On Toji, yeah, Toji still would have been able to do whatever he wanted to do.
So that brings us back to our old conversation, if Toji and Dagon fight. Because before you were saying
the domain. Oh, yeah, I was saying his domain, yeah, it doesn't matter. That shit don't matter.
Yeah. Right,
so he's just beating him, yeah. So Toji is stronger than Dagon. I put Dagon up there, didn't I?
Yeah, on the original list.
So yeah, Toji's over Dagon. Is he over Mahito? No, I don't.
I think he's over Mahito.
I do feel like I'm caping. Maybe I am caping for Mahito, but Mahito's tough, bro. I ain't gonna lie. His technique is crazy.
Yeah, his technique's crazy, but like,
think about what Kenjaku just did with his technique, and he can't even access more of it because he doesn't have enough curse energy.
But, like, he did that after Mahito was gone. Like, would Mahito have done something like that? And
he could have.
What Kenjaku did comes with a lot of rules and vows and other things.
Like what?
Like what could have Mahito done? Like, what do you think Mahito would have done with that ability?
Killed all humans.
You think he would just...
Idol transfigured every human in the world. Yes.
In the world? I don't think it was spread to the whole world either.
That's what he just did. That's what Kenjaku just did. Every human on Earth has been, or was it just Japan?
No, he did Tokyo.
Tokyo, okay.
Or yeah. or Japan.
I don't know. I think it was the world, bro. Tangen was like once the world. All right. Go back to when Tangen was a. This is probably like chapter 150, 160, maybe.
No, it's like 130 something.
Nah, maybe like 142, 144.
It's like the front of the back is like one of these. Hold on. Because he did not hit the other countries.
All right, let's see. He was saying there's one condition, somebody must be my bodyguard.
So his throughout the land of Japan. He says it right here.
Okay, his objective is to force the evolution of all human beings throughout the land. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I
mean, which is still impressive.
But look, he was saying like he can't do the whole world because something about Uzumaki only has X amount of cursed energy or something like that.
It only has like the amount that you capture the curse at, I think.
Right.
So in that case, he would never be able to do that. Well, Kenjaku can never.
I mean, he would get more cursed energy over time. Mahito was getting stronger. Like by the day,
I know. I'm saying like right now, the amount that Mahito had,
right,
he could cover Japan. So I guess yeah, he could have
just went place by place and just transfigured every country.
Yeah, he could have. But does that make him stronger? Yes. Than everyone else? I don't know. Like you have a ability that reaches far and wide. But, like, does that make you stronger in combat than some of these other people on the list? I don't think so.
I can insta-kill you right now without you even seeing me if I wanted to.
Man, I just feel like something like that would need a lot of rules.
But no, remember? So, Mahito's thing was, like, he had to touch you, right? He had to put a hand on you.
Right.
When Kenjaku used it, he didn't touch anybody. He just used it, and it did everyone in Japan. So, I think Mahito, given time, would have figured out how to idol transfigure people without having to touch them.
Okay.
Which is extremely OP, because let's say we're fighting and I don't have to touch you. I can just look at you and span my cursed energy over X amount of area and I can transfigure you. That's kind of crazy. Like, how are you going to get to me?
That's true. I don't know, man. There's just so many like what ifs here. Like,
it is a lot of what ifs. It's a lot of what ifs.
Like, does this affect everyone? Because there's still people like Maki and Toji who Maki wasn't affected by the transfiguration.
I mean, but she already has the brain of a Jujutsu sorcerer. She just has no curse energy.
Okay. So you're saying if he idol transfigured to kill everyone that she would have been affected?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what Kenjaku did, he idol transfigured all of Japan, right? And he was like, essentially, I turned the regular human's brain into a Jujutsu sorcerer's brain so they can access. Because everybody has cursed energy. That's what they were saying. Like in the past episodes, even random civilians who don't know about cursed energy, they give off cursed energy. They just don't know how to regulate it. Remember, okay. That's why curses are formed, because people with cursed energy don't know how to regulate it, so it escapes in the form of a curse. That's how it manifests, right? So Kenjaku was like, all right, everyone has cursed energy. I'm just going to change their brain to be that of a Jujutsu sorcerer. So now they can, you know, use it whenever they want and they have the ability, you know, to regulate their cursed energy, essentially. But if you have no cursed energy, you have no cursed energy. I don't think he gave people cursed energy. I think he just allowed them to utilize the cursed energy they have.
Okay.
And they did say the amount of cursed energy you're born with is what you have. Like, you don't gain more, you don't gain less.
Right.
So, what's his name? Hagorama? No.
Higurama?
Higurama. So, he might have just already had. He was born with a lot of cursed energy. He's just not a sorcerer. So, but now his brain can utilize his cursed energy. And, yeah.
I don't know, man. I just hate moves like that because, like, okay, you have a move, you have a, not planetary, but you have, like, a, I don't know, a continental move.
Continental move, yeah.
Or whatever.
But that does can that, insta-kill anybody.
But does that translate to a one-on-one battle?
Yeah, I can do it. So if I can, all right. So let's say theoretically, right? If I can expand my ability over, let's say a whole city. Let's just say Shibuya, right?
Right.
Let's say I can just expand my technique over this whole area, and if it touches you, you die. Unless you're like Sukuna, who can protect his soul, right?
Okay.
But majority of people can't protect their soul. Like, there's only one person. That's the only person we've known that can protect their soul when it got touched like that. Maybe Gojo can do it as well. But those are the only... that it's only one person we know. And he's the strongest person ever in the show, right?
Okay.
So anybody else who I fight, I will be able to surefire kill them if they're in my presence. Because I can transfigure their soul to whatever I want it to be. Regardless of how far and how close they are to me. Because I don't have to touch you.
I feel like this ability is comparable to... Isn't it a domain?
Yeah, but it's not a domain, though. Or did he use his domain? Is that what he used when he did it?
I feel like it has to be comparable, because it's not like...
Oh, he did use his domain when Kenjaku used his used Mahito. Wasn't that his domain?
I feel like it has to cover a wide area like that. Yeah. Jocko was also good at barriers.
Yeah, that too, yeah. Which was like crazy. Why is he the number two person in the world with barriers? Like, what the heck? That seems kind of insane.
I don't know. Like, I just like, okay, yes, but like, Mahito, okay, so like, let's say he's fighting against like Toji or something. Why does he beat Toji?
Who,
Mahito?
Oh, because... okay, hold on. I'm reading this. So, Kenjaku's out of transfiguration. In chapter 205, Yuki summarized the out of transfiguration when Kenjaku extracted form from Uzumaki is single use only, since he no longer seen using it in a crucial battle against the special gray sorcerers. It says, the curse technique extracted by Uzumaki have to be single use only, since he didn't use out of transfiguration. Okay, basically, she's just saying, like, he never used it again, so it has to be single use only. That's not what I wanted the explanation of. It says, after extracting Mahito's curse technique by absorbing him, Kenjaku was able to remotely cast his idol transfiguration and awaken non-sorcerers who have been marked previously signaling the beginning of the Cutling Games. Let me find out what Mahito's domain expression is. Mahito's domain. Self-embodiment of perfection. That's the name of his domain.
Yeah.
I mean, his domain is open. Like, if you get caught in his domain, you're dead. But like you said, the Surefire hit doesn't work on Toji.
Why don't we just look at your list? When he fought Megamaru, right? Yeah, simple domain.
So oh, you're right. You're right, because he used a simple domain. It didn't work, and then Megamaru basically killed him. But he was able to, like, manipulate his body to not be dead. Okay, so Toji probably does beat Mahito.
Like, I'm trying to, like...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I got Toji and Maki underrated, bro. That's how, like, I'm feeling like. Like, the more we talk about it, the higher and higher they keep going on the list. You get what I'm saying? Like...
yeah, like, right now...
they're basically like glitches week, in the Matrix, bro.
Last week, you had Toji and Maki at 8 and 9.
Right. And I said Maki and Toji move up to top five. That's what I said. Remember, I was like, at the start of this episode, I was like, they move up to like top five, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. But they might really be.
Wait, do you think? Wait, so you have Gojo, Sukuna, Geto, Yuki, Yuta, Mahito, Jogo, Toji, Maki. So what do you want to change it? Oops, sorry.
I guess Toji and Maki would move over Gojo and Mahito. But I feel like, or not Gojo, Jogo. But I feel like Jogo could beat Maki and Toji, though. But did I have I had Mahito stronger. Over Jogo?
You had Mahito over Jogo, yes.
But that was that's. But I said that was because, like, based on projection of what he could be.
Yeah. Like potential.
Potential, yeah. But no potential. I would put Jogo over. Cause I don't think Toto and Yuji are beating Jogo. I'm sorry. I don't think that's happening. I don't think that's happening. I don't think he's losing that fight.
Well, you like, think Oh yeah, no, Toto and Yuji are not beating Jogo.
Right. So no, no projection, and that means Mahito or Mahito was moved down.
But who's stronger, Ghetto or Toji? Because you were also arguing adult Ghetto is stronger.
Adult Ghetto is stronger than Toji. I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, who's stronger, Yuta or Toji?
Yuta.
Okay, and what about Yuki? We haven't seen her.
I haven't seen Yuki yet. I just know she had some planetary like black hole thing that could have destroyed the whole Earth.
So, I don't know anything about that. So.
Yeah, that, I don't. That's what they said. They said she used some attack that was like a black hole and could have destroyed the whole Earth. So,
see, bro, this is okay. So let me put into perspective. Like, this is what sometimes I hate about power scaling is people talk about like
talk
planetary
about defeats,
moves, and
yeah,
shit
and
like
they
that. Because I'm like, what does being able to destroy the world have to do with a 1-on-1 fight?
I can destroy the world and you die. We both die, but I win.
But that's not a fight, though. That's like that's terrorism. It's not a fight. Like okay, like in Dragon Ball, for example, there's probably like 50 characters who could destroy Earth.
Right. Uh huh.
But like,
but they don't
not
they
all
don't
the
do
same
it in
power
the
level. Yeah, and they don't do it in the battle. Like,
but that's because like destroying the Earth wouldn't kill me, and it wouldn't kill you, but it would kill everybody around us.
Right.
But in this show, if I destroy the Earth, you're dead. There's not characters in this show that won't die.
But everyone would die, though. You would die too.
Right?
Everyone would die.
Right. But like, it's a death battle. So
but you
want to
live?
It's a draw. It's a draw.
It's okay. If someone destroys the world in Jujutsu Kaisen, everyone would die.
Yeah, everyone's dead.
Your goal isn't to destroy the world. Your goal is to beat the other person. You still want a world to live on.
But look, if it's a death battle, bro, and the end goal is, so let's say we're fighting, you're stronger than me, but I have an attack that can kill everybody, and I'm going to lose to you, and I'm going to die anyway. Oh, yeah, we're all dead. I won.
Now you sound like the Ten Shadows guy.
Yeah, like against pretty much that's what he did against Gojo's ancestor. Remember I was saying he like did that on purpose because he didn't want to lose?
I think that's dumb. I think that is so dumb.
Hey, bro, it is dumb, but like at the end of the day, you didn't beat me.
What about everyone else that you love, though? Like that it doesn't correlate to a one-on-one fight. Like, you know, like Gojo could hollow purple, I'm sure, the entire Earth and like crack the Earth's core and destroy the whole world. But right. You know, that's not his goal. His goal is to beat Sakuta or whoever he fights.
Right. But he can beat him by doing that. That's the thing. I get what you're saying. Everyone's dead, but that's how they look. I get what you're saying. Because like the sole purpose is to win the fight and not kill everyone.
And live on.
But when it's a death battle, the sole purpose is to kill the other person, regardless of what happens to you. And whoever kills the other person is the winner of that
but
fight.
But not the world. This is why people don't set off nukes, right?
Right, yeah, because it was
this
just,
why
yeah,
we,
they could win, but
everyone would set out nukes.
But it's and not then, a death battle, but it's not a death battle, though.
What do you mean?
They're fighting for power of the world. They want to control the world. Whereas in this theoretical concept of a death battle, it's whoever can kill the other person. Not about the outcome after you kill the other person.
Okay. Well, I want to, when I talk
but
about
I agree
fights...
with you, though. I agree with you. Like, you can't take death battles into context of a single fight when there's more to do after the fight. But if it's just a singular fight between the two people, who wins? You can say that because he wins.
But is it a win if everyone is dead, including you?
Yes, I killed you. I won. I won.
I won. That's not a win to me. That's a win. It's like, that's why I always have issues like power scaling people because like I don't like people who like suicide kill everything or everyone,
right? Yeah,
and I don't like people who get only like one time powers in certain situations. I don't like putting that on their stats for like how strong they are. Like if you have to sacrifice a ton to get to this power level, and it's only like a one-time thing, and you lose all your powers or you die. I don't like putting that as like your base stat of power. If you know what I'm saying. Like, for example, like Ichigo, for example, mm-hmm. when he used like Final Getsuga, and like the sacrifice was he loses his powers after the fight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't count that as
you don't
like
count. His you don't think
power.
He would do that in a fight.
Yes. Like, I don't.
I mean,
like,
but it's a death battle. Like, if he doesn't want to die, he's going to use his strongest attack to not die. And
no,
all
that's
I
true.
Lose, all I lose is my ability not to use my powers anymore. I didn't die today. I killed you, and I'm still alive.
That's true. In a death battle, yes. I'm saying from a perspective of, like, counting that as, like, his real power. Like, I don't see
okay.
that as real power.
So, Guy Sensei, when he opens all right. 8 gates, you don't count that.
No.
Like, why? You... He can use it whenever. It's just like... He but literally like, beat the strongest person in Naruto using that.
That's true. But if you die or become crippled if you use it...
Nah, he should have died. Naruto just was able to become Jesus and save this man's life on the brink of death. Like, what the heck? His heart was literally about to burn up to a crisp, and this man Naruto just touched him, and he just started living again.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you die or are crippled... by your power, I don't think it's... I don't count that as, like, your real power. I see that as, like, a attribute, like, a short-term boost, and I don't count that as your real power. Because if you're really that powerful... Because there are some people that are actually that powerful, and they don't have to sacrifice their life to use that strength.
Right? But are they fighting somebody that powerful? That's the thing, because if they're fighting somebody that powerful and you use that attack, then it wouldn't kill me. Like, let's say he fought somebody who had the strength of the 8 gates. When he used the 8 gates, I'm not dying from it. You just use this and you die, and I'm still alive.
You're saying, like, the enemy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't that kind of what happened? With Madara?
He almost killed Madara. I forgot how he survived. Madara, like, barely survived. I think it's because he ran out of energy at the end, right?
Probably.
He was like...
I just remember Guy didn't necessarily beat him.
Yeah, he almost beat him. Like, I think he just ran out of energy or chakra with the 8 gates. But Madara was like, if that would have went on any longer, I would have lost. I think that's what he said.
Okay.
So, like, yeah. In that instance, you're saying someone like that who can withstand the barrage, and then you just end up dying. But let's say if he didn't withstand the barrage and he died, and then shortly after I died, it's like, I won. I killed you at the expense of my own life. But I did that.
Yeah, you still won. In the context of the show and the goals, I think you won. I'd say, I don't know. I mean, you still died. But
right.
At the end of the day,
so
your goal was reach.
Yeah, yeah. The goal of a death battle is to kill the opponent.
Yes.
I think it should be prefaced with, like, kill the opponent and still be alive. Yeah, that's how it should be. Because if you just kill the opponent, then it's like, all right,
like, there's many people that could destroy everything, but that's not your goal, to destroy everything. You want to live to see the world after this battle. So that's why when I say when Mahito's fighting, like, a one-on-one battle, like, there's a lot mm-hmm. of characters who could.
But he's not. But he's still alive. He's still living. He's not killing curses. That's what I'm saying. Like, he can use that technique, and it wouldn't
bother. Yeah, he could do that. That's true. He could do that. His technique doesn't necessarily have to destroy everything.
Right, and it still keeps curses alive, which is like his whole goal is to make a world with curses, like where curses are the new humans.
Right. So then, do you put Toji and Maki over Yuki, or Yuki over Toji and Maki?
Yuki has said some things about Toji, right?
She wanted to, like, study him.
Yeah, to see why he was so strong, see if she could do that with other humans, right?
Yeah.
Because he was so unique. What's her name? Suki?
Yuki?
Yuki. Let's see what she said about Toji. This is going to become the fucking JJK podcast. Oh my god, bro! It's been what? It's been like an hour and a half. We haven't talked about anything else.
Well, I mean, it's like so much content. I mean, it's like a lot of chapters. So, I didn't have a ton to say about the other shows.
Okay, she said, I've seen a bunch of cases where the heavenly binding curse gives shamans the same amount of curse energy as a regular civilian, but he was the only case of someone who had exactly zero curse energy ever. Senin Toji. This is when she was explaining to a ghetto, like, the two things they could do. Make all of humanity lose their curse energy, and then two, make all of humanity able to control their curse energy, which is what Kenjaku was doing. So I honestly don't understand why she's trying to stop Kenjaku. And she's like, I'm not on anybody's side.
Yeah. Kenjaku low-key is living out Ghetto's plan.
Yeah. But in a different way. Because he's still allowing curses to be alive. Ghetto wanted to get rid of all curses. Kenjaku wants curses to be present, but he just wants all humans to be able to use curse energy.
Right.
Which was, remember I was saying, like, even if all humans use curse energy, that still doesn't mean curses won't be made. I think it'll just be, remember I was saying, it would just be more curses that are worse, like, even crazier?
Yeah, like, bigger curses, or people making curses on purpose.
Purpose, yeah.
Yeah, because someone can do that, because remember, when Nanami was dying, and he had that premonition of his friend,
yeah,
and he was like about to say something to Yuji, but then he was like, no, like, I can't say that, like, it'll curse him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would be, I guess that's still, I don't know if it's better or worse, like, someone would have to be voluntarily doing it every time.
Yeah. Could they have to die for a curse to be, like, to come to life? Is that what the...
I think so. I don't think regular people can just make curses while alive.
Okay. That's only Yuta. Something that Yuta can do, right? Yuta's the only person we know that can do that, yeah. And he's special grade. He's special grade because of that. Because it's like amount of curse energy and what he can do. But then she says, I think the first option is a pretty good route to take. There's even a model case. Model case, someone you knew very well. So, yeah. She's saying number one can happen, where we make all humanity lose their curse energy. We can do a heavenly binding curse on everybody. Let me see.
Would everyone just become, like, super strong?
Super strong, like Toji, basically. And she was saying that's the case, is that the model case is him. But, like, I've seen a bunch of cases where the heavenly binding curse, but, like, isn't that just given to you by birth? People don't give that to you. You're not born with that. I mean, you're born with it, but it's not like somebody standing over your body when you're a baby giving you a curse. You know what I'm saying? So, like...
It wasn't a choice.
And she was like, the heavenly binding curse gives shamans the same amount of curse energy as a regular civilian. But he was the only case of someone who had exactly zero. And that's not the only interesting thing. Although he had absolutely no curse energy, Toji could sense curse spirits with his five senses. By completely discarding curse energy, his body crossed the line and somehow ended up gaining resistance to curses instead. A true superhuman. That's that too. They have immunity to curses. That's why that thing could wrap around his body.
Okay.
I wanted to research him, but he turned me down. It's too bad that he's gone. That sounds so crazy. Research him. Since there are few too sample there. Oh, what does it say? Since there are too few samples of the heavenly binding curse, I'm chasing the second option for now. Okay. Put a heavenly binding curse on Sukuna. Boom. Boom. He's out of there. I don't know. But they said it's at birth. I don't know. There's a lot of questions. It's just a lot of stuff we don't know. And I feel like that's never going to be touched on at all, ever again.
I guess we'll see. I don't know. We still got like 80 chapters or something. I don't remember. Something like that. Only last thing I had about Higurama, would you silence confession or denial?
It depends on what it is.
For like the first thing, like him like going gambling? Into the parlor. Yeah.
The gambling underage gambling. What did he do? He denied.
Yeah, he denied. He said he only went in there to use the bathroom.
And then you could have said you only went in there to exchange some money. Because there's two type of parlors in there. The gambling and then just the regular money one.
Right.
So, I mean, if I would have known that information, I would have I would have denied and said, no, I wasn't in there to gamble. I only went in there to, or I guess it would be a confession. I went in there to, well, confession is you confess to the crime. I'm denying it. So yeah, denial. If I'd known that information, but he said he only went in there for the bathroom, but then it was a picture of him at the, at so the he exchange. Just lied bad. Yeah. At the exchange. Yeah. He just, yeah. I would have, well, the second one I would have denied. Without him even having to tell me, I'd have been like, that wasn't me. I didn't have control over my body.
Yeah, he could have.
And he was like, nah, I did that. I'm surprised that's not a meme. How is that not a meme, but nah, I win?
I don't know.
When I seen that panel, he was like, I did that. He was like, nah, I did that. I did that. Like, how is that not a meme? That should have been a meme.
I don't know. Other thing, Kenjaku talking to Chinese officials.
Yeah, in Chinese. Did you look at what he said?
Yeah, they said he was saying just thank you for inviting me.
Okay.
Yeah.
They also said only Japan has high levels of cursed energy, and there's rare cases like Miguel in other places. But I ain't gonna lie, bruh. That's kind of whack. I mean, I guess it's cool. But, like, even in My Hero, there's, you know, quirks in other countries and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe he that probably was kind just of, didn't feel like expanding that far.
Yeah. I mean, he could have just made a world where Japan is the only country or something. Like, that's that true. Exists. Instead of, like...
Then we wouldn't have references like Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, stuff like that. But that's not super important to the story. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
it's not.
But it would have made a lot more. I think it would have grounded the lore a little bit better. I kind of refuse to believe that only Japan has cursed energy. Like, that's, and there's like select few. Like, why is Japan just the hotbed for, you know? I mean, I guess why not?
You seen Zom 100?
Oh, it's only in it's only zombies in Japan. Did they clarify that?
Oh, no, I was just saying, like people hate their lives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're saying the curses manifest because of that.
Yeah.
But the curse energy is just like you're born with it or you're not born with it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Maybe something in the water or something.
In the water or the area.
Who knows? I don't know why. He has to explain that. Maybe he'll never will. Maybe it isn't worth explaining.
I mean, it doesn't have. I mean, he could just be like, it's like that because I wanted it to be like that. No reason, you know. He's an author. He didn't have to have a reason. But yeah.
How'd you feel about Megumi's fight? Do you think he would kill people? I was surprised he started killing people.
Oh, honestly. When has he ever shown he wouldn't kill people, though?
It's not that he hasn't. He just hasn't killed anyone up until this point.
I was surprised by it. He seems like the type to get the job done. Like, Yuji is super caring about life. He doesn't want to kill anybody. But I've never felt that way about Megumi. Like, if he has to do it, he'll do it. Like, it's just what it is.
I just haven't seen any. Like, it I just feel like Nobara is the same way, too. Until this point. You think she wouldn't hesitate?
I don't think she would hesitate either, yeah.
Maybe it's just Yuji.
Yeah, I think Yuji is the only person who would hesitate. Toto would kill somebody, too.
That's true. Now that you say that, I think Yuji actually is unique in that way. I can't think of any other characters who would probably hesitate. I think Nanami maybe would be. I think it's situational for Nanami.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was surprised about Megumi. But now that I think about it, I guess I shouldn't be. And his sister's on the line.
Yeah, he's doing it. He's like, I need these points.
Yeah.
Or it was like, once they were able to transfer the points, he was like, all right, I don't have to be here anymore. Let's just get this over with. And then he just killed him.
He killed the guy who didn't get to use this curse technique.
Yeah.
And then the Reggie. You were saying, like, you didn't expect Reggie to be that strong.
I didn't. I know he's a past sorcerer, but... Wait, Reggie's the one with the receipts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't expect that to be as good. Like, because he pulled out a receipt from a spa retreat, and it was like, I was there for 2 days. So since I was there for 2 days, I get all the benefits from that spa retreat applied to my body right now.
Yeah.
So I feel refreshed and brand new. So that's kind of crazy in the sense of, let's say you get extremely sick, like about to die, on the brink of death, terminal illness. You go to the doctor and you pay them to cure you and you get better, right? And you keep that receipt. Every time I'm about to die, I will pull out and burn this receipt and I will feel perfectly fine.
I think it's a one-use thing, though. For each receipt?
For each receipt, one time?
I think he has to burn them or something. I'm pretty sure I read that.
I did see he had to burn them because he put the water on them. He was like, you think I can't burn these anymore, but the ink is still... He was like, the ink is still intact, but I can't burn them because they're wet.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a one-use thing. But I can just copy the receipt four times.
Yeah, he could have multiple.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So it's like...
But he probably doesn't know how to use a printer, per se. But.
Yeah, and then he was like, I bought three vans, or three trucks, semi-trucks, and then he just burned the receipt, three trucks flew in, and just and then he could like control how they move and stuff once he summons them.
Yeah, he had a cool power.
Yeah, his power is pretty cool. I didn't expect it to take Megami that long to beat him, though. But he was fighting four people prior to that, and he killed one of them and subdued the other one. And then the comedian showed up and helped him, and then it was a 1v1. So he was already kind of banged up. He was like, you used all your cursed energy already. You like, he had the elephant out, the bunnies, and all this other stuff. So he was gassed. But I think if he was fresh, he would have killed him pretty fast. I think he would have won. I don't even think he would have needed to use his domain to beat him.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. He seemed pretty capable. I also like
the receipt guy?
Yeah, the receipt guy. I also like that Megami has started to fight like Lemillion from My Hero. Like,
started going in the ground in the shadows. Yeah, I didn't know he could do that. I did not know he could
do that. It's a new thing. It like started in the underground fight club.
Yeah. But I think it's because he has the 10 shadows, so he can just maneuver in shadows.
Yeah, that was interesting. I was like, he's fighting like Lemillion and who else was it? I was trying to think of a different character.
Spot from
him too, but it was something. I'll probably think of it later at some point.
Oh, the shark dude from Chainsaw Man. Yeah, he can swim in the walls and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like he didn't have
to do with the shadows. But he can see, though. Like, Lemillion can't even see. He's literally completely blind. He's like, I have no awareness of my body in relation to anything.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was like. He's using Shadow Clone Jutsu. Like, he also
like, that, you know, I was going to say, like, Shikamaru, right?
Yeah.
And the Shadow Clone Jutsu, too, when he was inside his domain, he could, like, make multiples of himself. And they were just all grabbing him and hitting the guy.
Yeah.
And we find out that he gets all the weight of everything inside his domain applied to his body.
I think it's just his, like, his shadow in general.
So whatever is inside his shadow, he gets that weight.
So, like, he keeps that sword in there, and I think that's the only thing he keeps in there.
Okay, but he had the elephant and everything in there, and the trucks, and they were saying,
like when they were down. Yeah, like, when he expanded his domain, which is
His shadow
expanding.
Yeah.
He dropped the trucks in there to weigh him down. So, like, theoretically, if Megumi had a stronger body, he could probably keep.
Yeah, if he was like Toji, he could keep anything in there. Yeah.
In there. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. If Toji had the 10 shadows, I mean, obviously, he wouldn't have his heavenly,
restriction.
Yeah, but if he had the heavenly restriction with the 10 shadows, he would literally be the most broken character in existence.
Yeah. The 10 shadows technique is looking better and better.
Before, I mean, he was knew it was good. Sukuna once.
I knew it was good, but like, I didn't really see it per se.
But does the 10 shadows correlate to his domain expansion?
Yeah. It's part of his.
So you think your curse technique correlates to your domain?
I think his does specifically. They probably all do.
I think everybody does. Yeah, I think everybody's domain expansion correlates to their technique. Because
remember, Higurama was like, I figured out my curse technique in reverse, like from my domain.
Yeah.
And then he figured out the gavel and all that stuff. So, they're definitely related. But now I see why the Ten Shadows is good.
So good.
Because he's using it differently. So
that means... Okay. Well, I'm going to say because Sukuna is the only person we know right now that has two domains. He has the open one and then he has the closed one. Malevolent Shrine and then Malevolent... Or was it the same one? Except he just didn't close it.
Yeah, I think it's the same one.
Okay, he just didn't enclose it. He just left it open.
Yeah.
And it was like it enhanced the damage because you can escape it if you want to.
Yeah, he's the only one in the show so far who can use an open domain like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Megumi might have some potential. Maybe. And then he just fell out. I'm sick of him falling out during after battles.
Oh, but he's always got every fight. He's literally just he uses everything he has.
Like this is the third time I can think of where he's fell out.
Every battle, he's just full tilt, bro. Because when he fought under the bridge, didn't he pass out? They found him near passed out.
And then after Toji, he was done.
Yeah.
Then after this one, he was done again. And then the angel. Found him.
Oh yeah, and then I thought she knocked him out.
No, I think he just passed out.
Yeah. But the angel's trying to find someone to fight, right? The angel's not good.
No, they were trying to find the angel.
Right, I'm saying, but wasn't the angel the one that was like, "Show me the points. I'm trying to find somebody who has a lot of points."
Oh no, that was Kashimo.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy who's been killing people as much as Higurama.
So it seems like, I ain't gonna lie, it seems like they're about to get Gojo out pretty quick.
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, but they gotta make the rule that they can leave the domain. That's what Yuta's about to do, right? He's trying to get points so that you can enter and leave the domain, but you have to be a regular person or something? Because they're like, if we do that, curses can get out and just terrorize.
Yeah, yeah. And then he said he was gonna get 400 points.
Yeah, and make Kenjaku. All the rules. And he can kill Kenjaku. Without
you have to kill
Gojo.
80 people to get 400 points.
No, but some people have more points. They said the stronger you are, the more your point value is higher.
I think the max is 5.
Oh, that's the max? 5?
Yeah, the max is 5.
Oh, that's trash. But he can probably just beat people up and make them give him his points.
That's true, too. But it'll be cooler if he killed 80 people.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's going to go through and terrorize who, like the old sorcerers, the ones that are like bad. He'll find them and just clap.
That's
they said
sky,
one of the locations
is
at a standstill. The one, I think the one that Megumi and Yuji are at, they said it's already, they pretty much killed everybody who was like trying to be a threat or anything. Like it's a standstill right now. It's pretty boring there.
They said all the colonies were like, all the colonies seem to be like different in strength.
Yeah, and they weren't even. They didn't split them up evenly. They was like the one Yuta's in has like all the crazy
high tier
people. Yeah, like what the heck?
Because at the end of the end of the chapter, that 175, like the sky person pulls up, and their technique looks crazy. Did you see
the one
her?
That see through?
You
right?
Saw her?
Yeah, she see through. At some parts of her body?
Yeah, she might be, yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, she can control the weather or something like that?
She control the sky.
Yeah. So, basically storm?
Yeah, probably. So, even though her technique didn't really look like that, you'll see when you read it. Uh-huh. It looked different. Like, she was bending it or something. But that's all I got for JJK. It's been 2 hours.
Yeah, we've been going on. I mean, we can talk about the other shows real quick, like super briefly. You got work today?
No.
So yeah, we can like rush through it. We don't gotta be.
We don't even gotta rush. I don't have a ton to say.
About other shows, nothing really happened. Undead Unluck, I predicted completely wrong. They're on the side of God. They're trying to make the world basically terrible, and and like destroy everybody and be alongside of God when the day of reckoning comes, while the Gators or the Union is like the exact opposite. They're trying to kill God before he shows
up. So like, you didn't see the episode that came out today, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I didn't watch that one either. Well, that came out too, so there's no way. Yeah.
Because I thought Unrepair was going to join them.
Oh, no.
Remember I said that? I was like, I think he's going to join them and the kid's not going to come outside.
Yeah.
The kid came outside and he made everybody forget he exists.
Right.
And so he was crying about it.
The Unrepair guys team is trying to rule until the God comes?
I think they're trying to basically rule until the end of the day, and they're also trying to live when God shows up.
Okay.
I think they're trying to be on his side. Or, like you said, he was like, because Andy was like, so you're just trying to take over the world before the end? He was like, yeah, pretty much. But when he shows up, I want to be on his side.
Okay. I missed him. That's interesting. And then they saw, because they could see the God.
They touched the artifact. And he was like, is this your first time touching an artifact? And Andy was like, I've touched artifacts before, but I've never experienced something like this. He was like, yeah, every now and then, if you touch one, you'll get the memories associated with it.
Like, do you think you would, knowing that information, would you fight with the Union or what would you do?
Oh, it was also something else. Unjust. She was like, Victor, we finally did it.
Yeah, she did say Victor.
I ain't gonna lie. I kind of had a feeling like, because she was the first one to go up to him and try to fight him when he showed up, took her helmet off and everything with the sword.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm pretty sure they might have been I don't know. I feel like they might have been a thing or something, maybe the two leaders of the Union. But then Andy was just over it because it's been so long. And he probably started the Union. I'm not going to lie.
You think that's Victor started the Union?
I think Andy started the Union. Because remember, when they were fighting, he was like, oh, you guys have gotten weak.
What do you think, Andy or Victor?
Victor, but Andy is Victor. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think he started the Union, but then he realized, this shit's not working. And maybe started going, mad. Because he's like, oh my God, everything I do, nothing is working. I can't figure it out or something. That's my
opinion. You think maybe he just went off the rails?
Yeah. He was just fed up. Kind of like with Higurama.
Okay.
And just was like, man.
That's a good theory.
I'm sick of this shit.
Maybe they just saw it wasn't getting no progress or something like that. But yeah. And then Chikara's backstory was also sad. I felt really
it
bad.
Seems like they all kill their parents when they get their power. What the heck, bro? What is this?
That was terrible. That was worse than the plane.
Yeah, because he was he was ran across the street, and then he was looking back what are you guys doing? Why aren't you moving? And then
I was oh my God.
And then
the
truck came into view, and then the truck just stopped right there in front of him. And then when he tried to run out to him, they just got hit. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was worse than the plane.
Yeah. And then what's her name? She just blew her whole house up.
Oh, the Tatiana?
Tatiana, yeah. And killed her family. So I'm like, dang, bro.
That was nuts.
Of all the places for it to activate in the middle of the street. Right. While crossing the road.
That was messed up, man. And I said, I would have to become, either a superhero or a supervillain after that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he'll be able to kill the person that gave him his powers. Which in turn killed his family, so.
That was crazy. What about Solo Leveling? Did you see the hype this week?
This episode was pretty good. It's literally just an MMORPG. Literally. But I'll say this one thing. That dude can't be serious. He's so unserious. That little quest popped up. It literally said do 100 push-ups, 50 sit-ups, and run a mile. He was like, I don't got time for that. and then it was punishment. And it was punishment will activate, or punishment quest will activate if you don't complete these things. And I'm like, bro, if you don't get up and just do this, you already, you know what I'm saying? And then he went into that area I knew he was under level. I already kind of figured once he opens his door, it won't let him out. When he went into the portal, it was like the gift. He got the key. I'm like, bro, you're not ready for it. First off, he can see. He can literally see his like, what is it called in there? His stats, yeah. And he can see he's still trash. Like, he's getting better. He's getting better, but he's still trash, right?
I was laughing because he put all his points in strength.
Yeah, he put it all on strength, yeah. I was like, okay. It's kind of funny that his intellect is low. I kind of feel like it would be decently high, being that he was able to figure out that one dungeon kind of on his own. So that was surprising. Also, I didn't think that encounter like that counted towards his level of what is it, mana? What do they call it?
Like his rank, like his
E-rank. Yeah, I didn't think that all that. I thought his rank was strictly just based on the amount of magic he had.
So you think, like, what do you mean?
Cause you know, like, he gets awake. It was like when the portal showed up, everybody was awakened, and if you were awakened, you have X amount of. This is your rank, and you can't change it, right?
Right.
But the way the show is presenting it, like, he's getting stronger. Like, he's doing regular workouts, push-ups, sit-ups, and then like running around. Anybody can do that, and their body will naturally get stronger. So why is that being counted towards his rank? If that's something he can change.
I think maybe just because he's the only one with those quests.
Oh, this is in color.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it must be because he's the only one with those quests. And it's like a supernatural thing. Because like doing push-ups and sit-ups doesn't necessarily make him smarter. I don't remember all the stats that were up there.
Oh, no. I'm saying, yeah, he does a specific quest, and then I get what you're saying. Because he does this quest, and then he gets, like, instant rejuvenation, and then he can put his point somewhere.
Right.
So, yeah.
So there probably is, like, a magic stat. For strength. He just hasn't touched it.
Okay.
He's just putting it all into strength. But yeah, that was about it. The girl was in the psych ward, and then she came to see him. Yeah, she went
crazy. Or not crazy. PTSD. Trauma.
Yeah.
But then she heard that he was still alive, and she was like, what? He's still doing it? So that made her kind of happy. And then she went to go see him, and then he was outside running, and she was like, what is he doing? Did they even talk?
Did they?
I think she was like in the room looking out the glass, and then she was walking, and then they just never... He also ran for 3 hours straight.
Yeah, that 4 hours crazy. Straight.
Which is like, all right, because if you just ran for 4 hours straight, how are you not like extremely durable? Like, these stats aren't making sense, bro.
Maybe he's just like, maybe it's just like a danger thing. Like, maybe he's only, I was surprised. Yeah, like this, like you were saying with like his, like, well, I don't even see magic up there as a stat, but like, Sense, strength, agility, health, intelligence.
Like, his agility should be max, bro. He just ran for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck?
I don't know. But, like, do you think he would be smarter? His MP is 10. Do you think that's magic power?
Magic, yeah, probably.
Maybe?
Magic points. That's probably, HP, okay. Yeah, health, magic points, fatigue, job none. strength, man. Health, intelligence, sense. What's that other one? Agility?
Yeah. Intelligence, health. I don't know what sense is.
Just like his senses, like
danger sense.
Hearing, touch, feel.
Oh, okay.
Like probably those senses. Spidey senses tingling.
I wasn't surprised when they tested him and he was still E rank.
Yeah, I wasn't either. But apparently there's such thing as second awakenings, and it's happened before to other people. But I still think he's the only person that's able to level up like this. But they were saying people have gotten into dungeons and have second awakenings and gone up.
I don't think that. But that's not what happened to him.
Yeah, that's not what happened to him.
Yeah. He's on some completely different
stuff. He got the quest of the week. Wasn't that the name of it? The week something?
I don't know. I don't remember what the quest was called. Intelligence sense. A random loot box. Okay. Quests. whatever. Anyway, this guy's a dummy.
Oh, you caught up on Mashal?
Yeah, I'm caught up.
You were watching? Did you watch the episodes?
I watched. No, I just read it, and then I watched like the first episode of season three, and then I was kind of cramming to be caught up. So then I just looked at the third episode and looked like where it started and ended, and I read.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm caught up.
What you think of the intro?
Honestly, I don't think I watched the intro.
Dang, I told you to watch it too. I wanted
or
to
did
see
I?
It was I don't Japanese know. Hip-hop.
I don't know if I watched it. I'll watch it today. I'm not sure. I know because I watched a couple episodes from the past season, and they add like random hip-hop in the background.
Yeah. That's like the OTS. That's the music.
Yeah. Because I wanted to see like some of the things, like fights animated or specific parts. So I watched some of them. But yeah. MASH is cool. It's just like a funny show.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised you liked it so much. Because you said it reminds you of JoJo. Or
Bobo and Gintama. Yeah. It's just funny. Yeah. Only thing I have about MASH, like, in real life, like, how important is it for you to stand against like the status quo?
Like, in terms of like him, his whole thing is like he shouldn't exist because he has no magic, that kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
that's the norm. I think that's like super extreme. So I think people should definitely like stand against that just because he has no magic, he shouldn't exist. But the
I
way
also
they
think
view
that's
it in
crazy.
Their show is like they view magic as being a gift from God, and those who have magic are, you know, blessed by God. So if you have no magic, then God is basically doesn't fuck with you.
Yeah,
how they look at it. So you should die. So like they're extremely extreme with it. So I definitely think something like that I would definitely push against, especially if it's not favoring me, you know, because that's kind of crazy.
I also think it's really extreme and crazy. Like, I gotta die because I was born without magic. But it is old timey though, so I could easily see this being a real thing in real life.
Yeah. Now that you mention it, they don't have technology and stuff. You're right.
Nah, just got all this other stuff. This dude knocked over a little girl's ice cream cone.
Oh, I did not see that in the anime. They didn't
in the
show
anime?
That. Yeah, they didn't show that part.
Yeah, he knocked over a little girl's ice cream cone and he kept walking.
But he did meet him in the hallway, though. It was like, I'll stop you or something.
Yeah.
And then he was talking to his muscles.
Yeah, he's like, Tim. I don't know their names, but he like names them all.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think my favorite... Well, they're all kind of funny. Actually, they all play their roles well, but MASH is obviously really funny. Who else is there? The red-haired guy.
Oh, yeah, with the explosions.
Funny. Yeah.
Explosion magic.
And then the girl's also
blue-haired funny. Blue-haired dude. You're not rocking with
Lance
him.
Lance just likes his sister.
Yeah, I told you. Remember, I was like, that's like Mai and... what's her name? Not Mai. And JJK with her brother.
Oh, Mei-Mei.
Mei-Mei, yeah.
And Gaush from Black Clover.
Yeah.
Who likes his
literally
sister.
Him from Black Clover, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the same person.
But they're funny, though. I feel like with this show, there won't really be a ton to talk about, per se. It's
yeah,
just,
it's
like,
just
funny.
Very just funny, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Any final thoughts? For this one?
For this one, no.
Well, not for this one, just in general.
Pot.
Yeah.
JJK is hard carry right now, you know? I think...
I mean, besides these animes, like, what else is...
Yeah, what else?
Oh,
yeah.
Per se.
Remember that anime I showed you that's coming out on Toonami? About the guy whose family got, like, killed or something, and now he's getting revenge?
I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think that comes out this Saturday, so tomorrow.
Okay.
And then
I think Kaiju number 8 maybe.
Yeah, I think that's soon. Yeah, that too. These shows aren't bad though. Like Undead is good.
Yeah,
Masha was good.
Solo Leveling.
Solo Leveling is good.
Well, not Kaiju. It's Demon Slayer comes out February.
Oh, that comes out literally in February. Dang, that's crazy. Are they gonna do a? Oh, there's no movie. They didn't do a movie. So okay.
Yeah. February 23rd. It's like a month away.
Demon Slayer.
Yeah. I think that's all.
I lost all the hype for that show, bro. I used to be so pumped. I remember I was going to bat for Tanjiro like crazy.
Are you talking about on that legendary night?
Yeah.
We were talking about Tanjiro versus Deku. Deku's turning up in his respective mangas.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen any of that, but.
No, I haven't, but I know he's like. Did he get those other powers yet from the two people who, like, refused to give it to him?
Oh, yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. MHA in general has been really good.
Fake ass.
The manga in the past, like, couple months has been really good.
But so are they going to win? You think they're going to win?
Like, is Deku going to beat Shig?
Yeah.
I think he will in the end. Some people's theories is that he's going to lose his power at the end or something. I don't know. But
didn't they say he's the last person to be able to pass it down? That would make sense.
Yeah, that would make sense. I don't know. Right now, it's just Deku versus Shig. And
it's the final fight right now?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's about to end.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's been crazy, though. What was I about to say?
It's still like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Authors in general got to do a little bit better with these villains, bro. Because, like, realistically, Shigaraki should not lose with all the stuff he has. Unless he's lost some power. But from when we seen him, and he wasn't even full form, and he almost, like, got it in the anime. If he's gotten stronger from then, and he can still, like, regen his body and has all those quirks and stuff, like, I don't know how he's losing. It's kind of like when All Might fought All For One and barely won. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't have to be, like, another situation like that, to be honest. I haven't read it, so I don't know. But, like, realistically, it's no reason Shigaraki should lose with all that power.
Well, Deku also has a ton of.
Yeah, he has, what, like 12 quirks? 8?
I think he has like 9 or something. He has a lot. All
right, bro.
He has Shigaraki 9 quirks.
Got like 30, bro.
He does. But Shig mainly only uses Decay.
Yeah. So he's just a dumbass.
Pretty but he much. Is way stronger than where it
he
left
has
off
superhuman
in the
strength.
Anime.
He can regenerate his body. He can decay anything around him. He has
except the air.
Yeah, except the air. What's that thing? The tentacles, like the straight lines. It reminds me of Doomsday. Doesn't he have that too?
Like the lightning strikes, kind of.
Yeah,
they kinda look like lightning.
It's like black, and it looks like it's like lines, right angle. Yeah, don't you right angle. Yeah,
he has those,
like.
Yeah.
Didn't All For One just want him as a vessel?
Yeah.
So that didn't
at
happen.
The end. No.
Did All For One die?
You just want me to spoil the whole
story? I mean, I don't mind. I'm assuming he died because
spoiler for MHA.
Like, oh, yes. Shigaraki was probably like, I'm not your vessel. You won't use me, and killed him on the spot. Is that what happened?
No, that's not what happened.
Oh, okay.
At all. You honestly won't even be able to guess what happened. It's silly.
So he. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you
it's silly. Oh, okay. See? Losing me already, bro. It should have been Shigaraki that did the deed. The man
all
that took
say
him in
is nuclear bomb versus coughing baby. That's all I'm gonna say.
Versus coughing baby.
You ever seen those memes like nuclear bomb versus coughing baby?
No. Does the coughing baby win?
The memes. Hold on.
Coughing baby versus hydrogen bomb.
Yeah. You never seen those memes?
What?
Oh, where's the meme at?
Coughing baby versus hydrogen bomb.
Oops.
Meme brought to life.
Twitter. Oops, there we go. You can
the
probably
baby
look
wins?
It up. No. It's like showing it's like a very strong overkill thing versus like a weak thing. But it kind of relates to All For One. All For One just ended up being like a Fox villain that like you were saying, like, his reasons for what he's doing is, like, weak. And, like, Shig was just, had a way stronger, like, conviction and goals than All For One's struggle to just defeat his little brother.
Okay. So he overpowered him.
Yeah, like, Shig didn't get taken over, but All For One also just, like, due to, I can't spoil everything, but due to a bunch of different factors and people, All For One got gassed and backed him. He basically killed himself.
On purpose?
Not on purpose.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he was the reason it was for his own demise. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. His reason was very stupid. He just wanted to beat his little brother and, like, make the world. He wanted to rule the world too, right?
Yeah. But above all else, he was just obsessed with his little brother.
Because that was the only power he couldn't get. He gave him that power and he wanted it back. Because he didn't realize what power he gave him.
It was like a control thing. Like, you're the only thing I can't control.
But that power is OP, though.
Yeah.
Not really. We talked about this. All For One has the best power ever. He can take powers and give them away. While One For All, you know what I'm talking about. The other way around.
One For All is a stockpiler.
Yeah, I can take them and I can give them out if I want to. But I can also take them. While the other end is like, you can just pass it down and it just stacks, but you can't give it. I mean, I don't know. I guess you can give it away. You just can't take.
Right. Like, you can give it away and you won't have it anymore.
Yeah, you won't have it anymore. I mean, it's the same with the other guy, but yeah, I can just take it back if I want it.
Yeah. But it was the only power that could, quote unquote, stand up to him. And all might punch his face off. So,
yeah. Which is kind of crazy. He had no healing capabilities.
Yeah. That wasn't a quirk like that, I guess.
Shigaraki has it now, though. Regen.
I don't even know if that's a quirk, though, or if he just, like, biologically, like, changed his body.
Remember the doctor gave him a bunch of stuff? They souped him up. He was like, you should be able to regenerate. You're like a Nomu. He's like, you're like a Nomu, like a perfected Nomu.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's not a specific quirk, I don't think.
Did Mirko ever get her leg back? No.
No.
What's her name? Couldn't do it?
In theory, Eerie could do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but no. Has she been used?
I think she may have came back one more time.
See, bro, this is what I'm talking about. I can't
really remember
what
it was.
This is
what
I'm talking about. Like, it's dumb stuff. Like, you got characters in the show that can literally change the battle. Like, All Might, bet. Let me tap you on the arm real quick. Back to your prime. Deku, give him his powers back, because you ain't on shit. Well,
that's why you can't have broken characters. That's what people do, what writers do, when they make broken characters. They just, like, hide them after
top them out. Or they just hide them, because it's like, but it's like, why even make them if you're not going to utilize them for what they can do? Like,
I have no idea. Honestly, I think the enemy team used her more than the hero side did in the final arc. I think, honestly.
She control her powers? Yeah, I know she was practicing on, like, lizards and stuff. I know she gave Lemillion his powers back.
I don't think she can fully control them.
Oh my god. How much time has passed?
Probably like some months. Yeah, like five or six months or something.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay.
Bro, he don't want her in the story. Come on, bro.
Yeah, I don't know why she was. She shouldn't have been made.
Yeah,
she was with what's his name, right? The beak face? Overall. Bird face? Yeah. I think is still a better villain than Shigaraki. In my opinion, he had way better. He was like the Yakuza. He just wanted to take over, you know, Japan and become like the leader, like the mafia and everything.
I feel like
he had the guns that take your powers away.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bruh. He was in there moving. He was moving different, bruh. He had the whole underground. He had the supply of guns that could take the bullets that could take your powers away. He had Eerie, who he was trying to figure out how to. Well, he wanted to bring his dad back to life or something, right?
Yeah.
And that's why he was trying to test on her.
Yeah, that and to make the gun, like the bullets, that could take away the powers. Because he wanted to take away their powers and I think sell them the recovery.
See, man, businessman.
He would have been a great ground level villain for like a long time. Yeah. If they did that.
He's literally modern day pharma.
Pharma? Big pharma. Big pharma. That's overall.
They sell you the sickness and then they try to sell you the cure.
Yeah. He's big pharma. What was your episode of the week?
Episode of the week. I can't even remember what I watched, bro. Even though I watched I can't even remember. It's like JJK is just in my head, bro. But it wasn't the episode. It's just the pages.
Mine was probably Undead.
Undead was okay. It was just a lot of talking.
Yeah. But the part with the truck got me.
Oh, yeah. That was, yeah. That was kind of... I'm like, dang, bro.
But yeah, that was probably my moment of the week, episode of the week. Animation, probably Solo.
Yeah. Even though all he did was run away from it. I mean, he did fight those goblins. And then the dog showed up.
Yeah. I think it comes out on Saturdays.
Yeah, Saturdays, yeah.
I'm interested to see what next episode will be. Maybe it'll pick up on episode 4 or something. So far, I'm not seeing the hype.
It's only I'm not really seeing the hype either. It's pretty good, but I'm not seeing the hype.
Well, I don't even know if it's manga, webtoon, or whatever. It has a lot of chapters, so maybe there'll be a lot more.
Of what, Solo Leveling?
Yeah, because it had like 170-something chapters. So there might be a lot more information. But it also looked like the episodes were covering a lot of chapters.
Yeah.
I think episode 1 covered like 12 chapters or something. So I guess we'll see. But that's all my of the week stuff. I think I'm pretty done.
Yeah, we might have to restructure. I ain't gonna lie. Because we talk about JJK a lot.
I didn't have a lot to say about the other shows.
Yeah, I don't either.
And JJK is just a lot to talk about.
Yeah. And it's really good.
Yeah, it's good. And once we catch up, it'll only be a chapter.
Yeah.
At a time. But okay. Yeah, I think that's it. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. If you are anime only for JJK and you're going to stay anime only, maybe I'll put something in the beginning, like skip to this number if you want to hear about Solo Leveling and Mashley or whatever. But yeah, shout out to everyone who's watching the videos and podcasts and commenting, whatever. Like all y'all. And yeah. Peace out.
So yeah, man. Are you going